All righty, you're listening to the second hour of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT Patriot, broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, on this frickin' Friday, the 18th day of March, 2016. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1:02 Pacific time. That means it's time for the Tactical Report with J.D., U.S. Marine, fighting tyranny. John, you have the floor.
All right, Henry. Thank you very much, as always. Continuing on with our station identification, you are listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT, Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, and simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com and the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 Greenville, South Carolina, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. If you wish to join our discussion, you can call our live call-in line at 614-715 3610, and a very nice Ebola, anthrax, measles, avian flu, and respiratory syndrome, severe respiratory syndrome, bubonic plague, polio, Lyme disease, Legionnaire's disease, chickenpox, West Nile fever, and a Zika free lady will come on the line and ask you what conference room you want. And that number is 220029 and the pound sign. And don't forget, at the end of the tactical report, I do open the floor for any questions or comments, but you do need to hit star 6 to manually unmute. All right. Another quick reminder, just in case we have any new listeners. Remember, I mentioned all of these diseases because they were all absolute media and internet sensations. They were going to destroy humanity. Oh, they were going to cover the planet. It was going to be like the Black Death all over again, but it wasn't just going to be a third of Europe that's going to get wiped out. It was going to be a third of all humanity. Yeah, we got to spend money, vaccines. Yeah, that's what we need. We got to spend billions and billions and billions. And then it got exposed for the fraud it was. And notice how the media stopped reporting on it, how the Zionist Jew-owned world media stopped reporting on it. And then what happened? That's right. It went away all by itself. Amazing. See, we don't need to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars to cure diseases. We just have to stop reporting on it. Yeah, that's all it takes. Now, don't get me wrong here. That doesn't mean that these diseases aren't real, and they don't have them in a whole bunch of little test tubes just waiting to share it with you. They do. But the ones that they used here were nothing more than meteor events to create fear. Going on. Got that done. Let's get going with the Bill of Rights segments, because, people, this is what it's all about. You cannot have global tyranny. You cannot have global enslavement, global Zionism, and the Bill of Rights coexist. They are the absolute antithesis of each other, the absolute antipodes. It's like negative and positive. When you touch them together, there's an explosion. One or the other must destroy the other. And their intent is to destroy the Bill of Rights. And that's why it's more important than ever before. We know it's in the Bill of Rights. We have to understand it inside and out, because we're going to be fighting for it. And if you're not going to fight for it, well, you're going to die, because that's their plan. And even if you do fight for it, well, you still might die, but at least you have a chance. There is a great chance that we can save the Bill of Rights. We can save this country. We can save our way of life. And we can save the very basis, the very philosophy on which this country was built. And that's individual liberty. If you decide not to fight, well, there's zero chance you can save it. There's zero chance you can save yourself, because their intent is to kill you. And they may use a soft option, like Mark described yesterday, where they're over there now just, in Australia, where they're just going to vaccinate the people with aerial spraying. They're not even going to let them know, by the way, we're spraying you, not with chemicals, but with live pathogens. And you don't have a choice in the matter. That's a soft kill option, people. And they will use that if they can't get us to give up our firearms. In fact, they're already doing it. We call chemtrails. And this is why it's more important than ever before. We know it's in the Bill of Rights, because the Bill of Rights has to be the rallying call. It has to be the cry for what we are fighting for. Because if we pick anything else, if any other object is held high as the reason that we will fight, we will lose, period. Because anything else can and will be corrupted. The Bill of Rights cannot be corrupted. It can be ignored, but it can't be corrupted, especially as a rallying cry, a reason that people will fight. It is the only object that is invaluable. It is beyond the measure of value. It is so valuable, you can't even put a price on it, and yet it applies to every single person equally. It is the only object that has that property, that characteristic. And that is why it has to be our rallying cry, because everybody will have an equal stake in fighting for it, and no matter who wins, we all benefit from it. Whether one guy does a bit more of the fighting and another guy does a bit more of the logistical support, it doesn't matter. If you're the guy that's bandaging up the wounded, if you're the guy that's making food, if you're the guy that's sending radio messages, everybody wins equally. That's the beauty of the Bill of Rights. And that's why it has to be our rallying call, people. And that's why we have to understand what's in it, because we better damn well understand what we're fighting for. Bill of Rights, proposed on September 25th, 1789, became the cornerstone, the foundation on which the greatest country in all of humanity's existence was built on December 15th, 1791. And out of the 10 rights, the 10 articles enshrined in the Bill of Rights of unalienable rights, number two is what I call the superior right. Because when you lose this right, you will lose every other right. There is no other right in the Bill of Rights that you can use to defend the other 9 rights. Article 2 is the only one that will grant you a way, will grant you the power to be able to fight and retain the other 9 rights. Think of the power of that, people. That's why it's a superior article, and that's why we better understand what it says. So say it with me. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Period. 27 words, 3 commas, 1 period, and the most powerful statement ever issued in human history. And out of the other 9 articles, one of those articles makes it clear that the Bill of Rights is the superior article, the superior doctrine of law in the entire land. There is no doctrine above this. There is no law above this. The Bill of Rights is the capstone document, the capstone law. There is no law you can put above the Bill of Rights. None. And the way we know that is because of Article 9. And that's why you should know it as well as I do too. So say it with me. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. What are those certain rights? The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights. Well, those certain rights was for the creation of an artificial class of people called public servants. You know, maids, butlers, chauffeurs, gardeners, people who clean the house and sweep the driveway. Our servants. They serve us, the people. And those are the powers that were granted in the Constitution to give them a teeny bit of authority to carry on the necessary functions of a nation state. But it says clearly that there is nothing in the Constitution that can be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Other what? Other rights. What rights? Well, luckily, we have a document listing them called the Bill of Rights. Yeah, those rights. You know, these founding fathers weren't so dumb after all.